Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, have you ever thought about it might be more economical if you could share breast milk, or you feel that you're not making enough and so you want to look to the internet or, you know, groups that are out there sharing? Well, we might just have some information that might stop you from doing that. My guest today is Dr. Christy Waterberg. She's a professor of pediatrics at the University of New Mexico. Welcome to the show, Dr. Waterberg. Tell us about this trend. Is there a trend of sharing breast milk?
There certainly is, and it's sort of, I think of it as sort of a side effect of a really good trend, which is that women are doing increasingly breastfeeding their babies, and there is a huge push in this country, as well as many other countries around the world, to encourage moms to breastfeed, to provide supports for them to do so, to give them help from lactation consultants, women who are experienced and skilled in helping women establish breastfeeding. But I think as a side effect of this, we've gotten the message across breast milk is better than formula, which mother's own milk it certainly is. But the takeaway seems to have kind of crept into the internet, well, I'll just get it on the internet and that must be better for my baby than formula too. That is a very dangerous thing.
Why? I mean, we've even heard some studies about things being added, cow's milk being added to bulk up the volume.
Right.
Why is it dangerous?
Well, first of all, as you said, there's new studies that cow's milk is added to quite a number of the samples, and that's because people have the profit motive that they want to be paid for the milk, and so they add cow's milk if they don't have enough. So that isn't per se dangerous because it's cow's milk, but if what you think you want to do is avoid cow's milk, then that's not good. And if it's cow's milk instead of formula, that actually could be quite bad for your baby because they're not the same. But what really is the problem is that you don't know what kind of contamination is in that milk that you're getting. You don't know where it's from if you get it on the internet. And it's been shown that it's heavily contaminated with bacteria of all different kinds and viruses. From one study that was recently done, 1 in 5 internet samples was positive for the cytomegalovirus, which is dangerous for babies. So there's not just bacterial contamination, viral contamination, but think about it. You don't know what that person does. You don't know if they were drinking. You don't know if they smoke, which is a very bad thing for breast milk. You don't know if they might have taken illicit drugs or even prescription drugs, which have opioids in them, which are bad for your baby.
You wouldn't know if they had HIV, would you?
You would not. You would not. That is probably smaller in terms of a risk, but still, you absolutely could get HIV-positive breast milk.
And you wouldn't know any of this. And it's like, and why would you even think about doing this? So this trend, as you say, was positive to begin with because it means more women are, you know, breastfeeding and more women are nursing.
Right.
And maybe they're not making enough milk or maybe there's a reason. But, you know, what do you think that we can do to slow down this trend? To me, it sounds disgusting and nerve-wracking, and I wouldn't know what that was.
It's
very risky. Ew. I mean, you don't know what you're feeding your baby. And
right.
So why are these women trusting this?
You know, it's part of the increasing movement, I believe, toward natural, mother-to-mother, sharing the experience and sharing the milk. Excuse me. That people think it must be good if it's natural. Well, there are lots of natural things that are not good. They're pathogenic or they're contaminating. And I think that it's just a side effect of that, and we need to get out the word that it's natural, it's not good. We pasteurize milk for a reason, because it has bacteria in it. If you get milk from a human milk bank, that is all pasteurized, and it's tested for all kinds of drugs and bacteria and viruses. The thing about that milk, though, is it's scarce, and it needs to go to the babies who need it the most, which are the very preterm babies, and it's much gentler for their stomach than formula, potentially.
Okay, so you're mentioning the milk banks. What
Yes.
is the difference between the milk sharing and milk banks?
Milk sharing is totally unregulated. You don't know, you know, how it's been treated. The samples that come through the internet, some of them arrive unfrozen, some have been frozen, thawed and refrozen. You don't know what you're getting. The milk banks are cared for in a very rigorous manner. They test every batch of the milk that they get. They have donors instead of people being paid so that there isn't the profit motive for people to bring milk that's not, you know, not good. They also test it for DNA to make sure that they're not getting cow's milk contamination. So it is treated, you know, like a drug, basically, or like a very rigidly controlled food substance.
So what do we think of milk banks, then? Is the American Academy of Pediatrics still not recommending using a milk bank? What if you're a woman who cannot breastfeed, you cannot nurse, and for some reason formula just, you know, is not what you want to do?
Right. Like I said, it's a relatively scarce resource. It's expensive. And those sources are primarily going to medically needy children, the little preterm babies, the babies who have something wrong with their GI tract, their GI system, who need to have human milk and whose mothers can't get it for them. So people could contact the Human Milk Bank. It's Human Milk Bank Association of North America, and they have a website. They can go there and get specific information about their circumstance and talk to someone about what the milk bank can or cannot do to provide them with milk.
Okay, so in the event that nursing isn't something that works out, you know, do you reconcile yourself to formula?
Yes, you know, I think we all think that mother's own milk is absolutely the best. It's got lots of stuff in it that you need for your baby, that's the best for your baby, is immunoglobulins and lots of things like that. However, most of the children in this country at one time or another, like in the 50s and 60s and 70s, almost all of them grew up on formula. It was the thing to do at that time, and everybody seems to have done pretty well with that. I think we're always trying to do better, and I think human milk, mom's own milk, is better. But you certainly can grow up happy and healthy and be a real good person if you were raised on a formula.
So we're really encouraging nursing. And certainly if you are somebody who's thinking about sharing breast milk or looking at these milk shares, you know, Dr. Waterberg is here to tell you that this is not a good idea. There's viral transmissions and bacterial transmissions. There's no regulation. You don't know where it's been, and you don't know what you're feeding your baby at all, and that the milk banks are really for the most needy, that they're not typically, they're expensive. So in just this last minute, give your best advice for new mothers about nursing, and if they're having trouble nursing, what they can do about that.
Right. Nursing is definitely the best, but there are situations where it's not going to happen. The mom isn't able to, or there are things that get in the way, medical illness, everything else. And that's one time when you can go to formula. If you think you're not producing enough milk, call your physician, call your nurse, talk to somebody, go visit the specialist who can help you. See, maybe you are giving perfectly enough and it just doesn't feel right to you. Get help from your medical team. And one last thing, sometimes people feel, well, I would never do this on the internet, but my friends, you know, friend to friend sharing is okay. But you don't honestly know if your friend might be CMV positive. You honestly don't know if your friend might have done some things in their past that they would really rather you not know. And it puts a whole lot of pressure on that person and on your friendship to say, I can't do that, but I can't tell you why. So it kind of precipitates people giving milk that, again, you shouldn't really be giving to your baby.
So really, it's just the mom and the baby, and that's the nursing, and that's the breast milk. You should be giving the sharing thing, even if it's with a good friend, as Dr. Waterberg says. You don't really know the source completely. So, you know, read up on it. Talk to your pediatrician. Get help if you need to from a lactation consultant, and talk to your doctor if you need to. But that's our best advice right here on Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided, as always, with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.